Blog Talk Radio.
Divine Queen. There's nothing better to do on Wednesday night than spend my time with the Diva Squad, chilling 7 to 9 p.m. Love dance. Butter baby, butter, butter baby, butter baby.
The Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love, man. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Baby.
Single baby. Sophisticated mama. Come on, you disco lady. Yeah, stay with me tonight.
GQ Palace.
Giving it to people on the sports tip, man, letting them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Get with the program.
Do it.
it's your boy Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source and L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked.
GQ Palace.
Diva Squad, Diva Squad. GQ Palace, GQ Palace, GQ
Palace. That's a brand name, like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
GQ Palace Radio, taking the world by storm. We on over 15 different websites, 65,000 listeners and still rising within 2 years, 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. On Mondays from 8 to 9 p.m., we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, where we playing nothing but the hottest pioneers and unsigned artist material never heard before. Then right after UAR from 9 to 11, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Ms. Deanne Lane. Then on Tuesdays, we coming at y'all with the mayor, GPS, GQ Palace Sports, from 8 to 10 p.m. as he bring you the bigger picture, doing it how he say it, hard body karate. Then on Wednesdays, we hitting y'all with Love Fantasy, with three of the hottest females on radio right now, Angie, Rachel, and T, the Diva Squad, from 7 to 9 p.m. as they discuss their grown and sexy topics and play nothing but the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. Then on Thursdays, they're back, KF and Tiffany Belvin, Reality and Relationships, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they bring you that truth to the matter feedback on relationship and let you know what's going on in the world of the news today. Then we hitting y'all on Friday with Love and Entertainment with Rich Money from 6 to 9 p.m. as you get random guests for the GQ General Question, interview up-and-coming artists, and special guest appearance by some of the biggest names in the industry. That's 6 to 9 p.m. Love and Entertainment with Rich Money. Then on Sunday, you have to bless the Lord. We have Miss Lavina Polite coming at you with some of the most powerful evangelists, ministers, pastors, and elders, sending out prayers, quoting scriptures of the Bible, playing gospel music. Feel free to call in and give your testimony as well. And last but not least, from 9 to 10, we have GQ Palace Radio Crossroad Temple for Brother Timmy Scribby Hunter as he interviews the best gospel and hip-hop gospel music. All shows, one number, one link, toll free, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Radio. That's GEEQUE Palace Radio. Also, you can like us on the magazine, Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Like our website at www.GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Remember, that's GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace. Radio, we doing big things. We taking it to the next level. GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
GQ Palace, GQ Palace, GQ Palace.
You're beautiful, yes.
Don't forget, it's going down April 27th, 2014. Nonstop Media Superstar Sunday at Club of Law, 3302 Queens Boulevard. Special guest judges, Coco Chanel, Jazzy Joyce, Cuban Link, our very own featured host for the featured acts, Rich Money, our showcase host, Steph Lover. Is gonna be crazy. $1,000 in hard cold cash. Also get your chance to be put in a magazine, GQ Palace Magazine, and on the air, GQ Palace Radio with your host, Rich Money. It's going down. You don't wanna miss this. It's butter.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, where you listen to all sorts of love songs, slow jams, R&B, and we talk about things that would go on in the relationship, in the family, all sorts of topics. I am your host, Rachel, and tonight we have a special guest host. And I'm going to bring that special guest host on right now. It is none other than, hand clap, Rich Money.
Hello, Rich.
Hi, Rich Money. How are you this evening?
I'm okay.
Good.
I'm doing pretty good.
Welcome to another...
I see you can handle things on your own. Look, they threw this one at me.
I have never started this show by myself. So I'm shaking inside, but on the outside, I'm calm. I'm calm and collective. Yes. But we're going to do this. I'm going to pardon my other co-host for the evening. They have other things going on right now. I'll yell at them later for not being here. But however, myself and Rich Money, we're gonna do the thing tonight. We're gonna do the darn thing.
I'm gonna be nothing to worry about. I don't know
the
topics.
All right. We have chosen other ones, but my paperwork got mixed up in the mix of the, you know, switching of the host tonight and having you on as my special guest. I want to make sure I have the topic extra special because I got my special guest on with me tonight. So, topic number one, would you stay with a man or woman that can't do nothing for you, and you happen to meet a man or woman that can do anything for you? Would you stay or would you go?
Wow. You know what? In that situation, I would say it depends on a couple of things. Because it depends on also how long have you been with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, if I have a strong bond, and you talk about whether they could do it, is it sexual? Is it financial? Is it, you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you just going with this other person, this would be going with them. No, can't do that.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes you got to stick it out and, you know, try to make things work. Now, let's say it's like you gave it a shot 3 or 4 years down the line, this person still ain't doing nothing for you. Then, you know, sometimes, you know, you go to the other person, you know?
Right. True. I don't know. Would I stay or would I go? I would say, in my experience, speaking from experience, I would have to, it'd be hard, but I think I'd have to go because I'd want to be with someone who's just as equally yoked as me, you know, who can provide and do the same things as me financially and, you know, mentally and physically. I'd want that person.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I'd have to go.
So you would have to go.
I would have to go.
But you wouldn't
want to
try to work it out with the person?
No, I'm sure that we could work it out with the first one that I'm with, but he can do, you know, he can't do anything for me. If he can't do anything for me financially, then, you know, I'd have to go.
Well, you know, that's understandable.
Uh-huh.
Well, some people do see it financially, you know. I think it depends on also how long have you been with the person.
I can agree with you there. Yes, because if we have some years together, then I would definitely first and foremost do the communication thing and try it out. And I would try definitely before leaving, but I definitely would, you know, I would try to go. But we have our first caller on the line tonight, Rich Money. I'm going to bring on our first caller. Caller, Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
This is Barry. How you doing?
Hi, Barry. How are you?
How you doing, Rachel? You're doing a solo tonight, huh?
I am doing a solo. I'm shaking my boots for y'all. Tell me how I'm doing.
You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
I'm going to get my spelling keyboard for this one. Anyway, have you heard our topic for tonight?
Yeah, you're a seasoned veteran. You got it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Have you heard our topics for tonight?
Yes.
You only said one, right?
Yes.
I've only said one topic so far. Would you stay with a man or woman that can't do anything for you, and you happen to meet a man or woman that can do anything for you? Would you stay or would you go?
I would go.
You? Hands down. No,
I mean,
no,
no, no. Well, it depends how long you've been with that person. Does that matter?
That's true, too. But you know what? If you've been with somebody for a long time and they're doing the same old thing, you gotta bounce, because you know what? It seems like if you give them a shot, especially a long time, you really got to go. It seems like they're never going to change, or they got the same stripes and they're not really trying to do whatever. But they're trying to improve themselves and do what they got to do. It matters on the feelings, and you can stay or go. But I mean, if you've been with somebody for a long time, I would go.
Yeah.
Or just if you meet, you know, if it's really not clicking, you just gotta do what you gotta do. What's best for you, really?
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, you can't just, you know, it matters on all these trick questions. Because like last week with Rich, you know, it matters on if it's timing is different. But you know, life is too short. You just gotta really be happy.
Happiness definitely.
I mean, the grass ain't always greener on the other side now.
Nope, it's not.
right. That's true.
Look, and like it might look real greener, and you know what? And that comes up like, you know, a lot of times you get tempted in temptation. Like, it looks a lot greener than, you know, you feel that it's not. So it's true, too. That's a good question.
Oh, yeah. I think we've all been tempted. You know, I had to go through the temptation thing. I've been tempted to go and check the grass on the other side, and I sure went and tried to see if the grass was greener on the other side. And unfortunately, the grass was no greener on the other side than it was on the, you know, where I began. So here I was, you know, starting back over where I began.
I know that's true.
Wasting time. But you have to experience, you know, you have to go through an experience in order to learn from it, you know.
So you live and learn. Okay.
Yeah.
I just got back from Atlanta. I've been in Atlanta for a week. Remember when I called? I was down there. I just got back a couple hours ago. So my son's friend, that's what happened. We know with him, they've been together 8 years, and he kept not changing, losing jobs. And she's a nice girl. She's been supporting him for 7-8 years. And he went out to a strip club with my son, because my son has accounts, whatever. Nothing, you know, he didn't do nothing, but she just got tired, and she got drunk, and she went, and somebody tapped the Rockies, and that was it. And she came home with a mess. And, and then, you know what? But like I said, sometimes it looks greener, but it's just new. If you're with somebody, it's just different. And then, I mean, and she went back over to the guy's house again, but then he went and took his last $800 out. I said this before, and they got engaged. We went to this botanical garden. We all hid, and he had us all there. And the other girlfriend took, and they was walking around. And then she came around the corner, and then he just gave her the ring. And like everybody was saying,
oh,
it's a
my
season.
Goodness! Wow.
And he got down on
the
knee and everything. You know, it was nice, but was it for the right reason? You know, then I went over the house like 2 nights ago. We just you know, I just wish the best for him, but, you know, and she seems like she's content, but, you know, it's still like, are you doing that for the right reason? Because I would wait like 6 months to see if she's going to keep running back to this guy. I don't
Exactly.
Yeah, we were pulling and everything, and she was, you know, but then she's like, you know, she says, I just hope this is the right, you know, I love him and all, but it's still that guy's in her mind still. So, because it doesn't mean that, like Rich said, the grass is green on the side, but it's just, I mean, I don't know, is he doing the right thing? He waited all this time, so is it there or what? So it's a lot. And everybody was saying that when we was hiring out, you know, we hope that, you know, he waits till like 8 years and then, you know, she has an affair. to give her a ring.
He's scared now.
He's scared, yeah.
The ring is going to keep her, and it's not going to keep her.
No. I said that, too, and I just said I would wait until, like, the beginning of the year because, you know, summertime's coming, and it's just like, I think she really still loves him, but, you know, it's just something different that she experienced, and, you know, he's a nice guy, but he keeps screwing up and not doing the right thing. You know, sometimes you keep, like, you know, you do the same thing over and over. People get tired of that.
Of course.
When, like, I mean, I know you share that, like, Rachel, with a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of tolerance, but after a while, you just put your foot down and say, I had enough.
Exactly. Enough is enough. I truly understand. Been there, done that, too, and then went back several times. Still.
Yeah, you do that. You do, you know, that's part of life. I mean, we all human.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we do have our topic number two.
Okay,
If the two of you finally decide to move in together, would it bother you if you had to sleep on the same bed that you know your mate had sex with other people on, or would you want to buy a new one?
I love that one, Rachel's laugh.
That's a good one right there. Want a new mattress because depending on how many people that she slept with and how many bucks been on there, you understand? And I move in, I think I'm going to want a new mattress. I'm going to be like, no, how many, you know, especially if I know the history too. You know, it depends on if you know the history as well. Well, okay, well, I seen her with this guy. You know, she told me about this guy. And it also depends on what they tell you because, you know, some people be like, yeah, well, this guy, he gave me such and such and this and that. I have to change it.
It has to be changed. I totally agree. Yes, in my experience, I recall having this conversation with this great guy. He seems all great. And you know, he had changed his life around, became a deacon or something in the church, and always prayerful. But he leaked a little bit of his past out. I've slept with so many people. I'm not going to tell you how many, he said, but I've slept with so many people, I should have hundreds of babies out there. Now this supposedly was after the marriage and in between, you know, the last marriage and the friendship with me. So I helped him move into this apartment, and every once in a while, you know, he wanted me to stay there. So finally, I'm like, okay, maybe I'll stay for one night. But I recall that mattress that I had to move from his apartment, and it made me think twice. And I'm like, you know what? I don't care if he's a vegan or not. I'm not touching that mattress.
All right.
No, that didn't last too long.
I mean, because did you think about the headphones and everything?
Oh, God, yes.
All right. Rachel, I got two answers. Okay, was she a freak?
Okay.
Was a girl a freak? Did she have a lot of partners or the guy?
It wasn't a girl.
You understand that. Okay, if it was my situation, it would be a girl.
Right. Okay, if it was your... Yes,
Was she was a freak?
But
if you're cheap, you just flip their matches over.
It's not that simple, though. That's embarrassing, though. That would be embarrassing.
You know, you changed the matches. I'm not joking. Come on.
If I was to bring someone into my...
Some people might do that. Some people might
do that.
Of course.
Other side, right? They're right.
Yeah.
They'll that over in a minute.
I would be so embarrassed if I brought somebody to my place of residence to sleep on that and saw them put the mattress. I was like, okay. Okay. All right, we good.
Right?
I could do that. No, I would have to not sleep on that mattress. We would be on an air mattress or on the couch or on the rug or something. That bed would just definitely be off of limits to me.
It was funny. I've had girls like say, let's sleep in my. And I had a conscience even though I was doing the wrong thing.
Oh, uh-huh.
In my bed, you know, with the guys not around. I'm like, I feel funny doing this, and they just didn't have no care. They didn't care. They just, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because it's bad enough you're doing, you know, because this is with other people's girlfriends, and it's bad enough you're doing that. Then
listen. I was in. Yes.
Go ahead, Rachel. I'm
actually finished. I'm gonna use an instance. I know someone who was in a marriage. This girl was in a marriage. She worked a lot, and the husband thought that she was doing an overnight. And so he was partying in the room, had his homeboys and some girls in there, and she came on home about 3-4 in the morning from work. She had to knock on her own door because it was padlocked, double locked, triple locked, and she couldn't get in her house. So she told me she heard some leaves rustling around the side of the house, so it scared her. So she was then banging on the door, somebody let me in, somebody coming to get me. So finally she gets in the door, and out comes running two females and another guy. And so she gets into her bedroom, and her bedroom is all a mess, all sorts of beer and alcohol tossed across her bed, and hose running out of her house. And now this is her husband now. This is her husband. She ended up forgiving him. I had to help her through this situation. She had nowhere else to go. It was a shocker. She didn't expect this to happen. This was her home. He wore up and down, nothing happened. And meanwhile, he had conference across the room, half closed, half on. So, long story short, she ended up leaving him. But she ended up having to sleep in that bed that same night for the next couple of months, I think, until she decided to go. She didn't go that night. So, and that, you know, that's scary. That's disgusting.
Wow.
Anyway, lo and behold, yeah, she got through it, and she's a good friend of mine, and I'm glad she made it through and got out, and yeah, she's doing good now. But yeah,
wow.
Definitely a true story. Yep. Now, if it had been me, I think there would have been beer tossed all over, bottles upside people's heads, and all sorts of stuff going on. Anyway, we have another caller. I'm going to bring on that caller. Caller, are you there?
Hi, guys.
Hi. What is all that noise you bringing with you?
I don't know how to take this thing off.
We have all sorts of echoes and hello.
Okay. Say it again.
Hey, caller, how are you?
I'm good. Hold on a minute.
Hold on a minute. Okay, we're holding on. This is my show. Not happening. Who is this caller?
Okay.
Who are you, caller? Hi, how are you? Is this Kia?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Kia, how are you? Kia said, hold on a minute. I can't hold on a minute. I'm the host. I got to keep going, Diva. Have you heard our topic for the night?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I heard you about some beer bottles or something.
That was a story I was telling. Okay. Would you stay with a man or woman that can't do anything for you, and you happen to meet a man or woman that can do anything for you, would you stay or would you go?
Well, I'm going to stay with nobody that can't do. Meaning, when you talk about, like, if we're in a relationship, he can't do nothing for me?
Mm-hmm. We're in a relationship. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
no. No, out the door, right?
No, I'm not even staying.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Why wouldn't you stay?
Why wouldn't you?
Why would you?
only depends on how long you've been with that person. Does that
matter? Please. Don't anybody bother how long you've been together.
Yeah, it does.
Ain't nobody got in there how long you been together. Please.
You know what, Tia, I listen to every show, and I'm glad I finally get to talk to you.
Like I said, ain't nobody staying with nobody that long and been in a relationship dealing with that nonsense.
Yeah, it also depends on how long also. Yeah, you're right. It depends on how long as well.
Well, she crazy.
That's what I'm asking.
Did you two know that Rich is my special guest for tonight? I'm the host tonight right now, and Rich is our special guest for tonight.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, he's my special guest for tonight. Yes.
Special guest for tonight.
Now, why are you the special guest?
Well, sometimes we change things up, we switch things up, and things come along and happen. And I never thought I'd have to start the show off myself, but I'm doing the damn thing. But I'm gonna get my divas later.
Yeah,
but the show must go on. Thank you very much. The show must go on.
I'm
honored to have you. Rich Money, I'm so honored to have you as my special guest. I never thought that I would have you as a special guest on our show, so I am so grateful. Thank you, Rich Money. I love you.
Thank you.
I feel so honored to be doing this show with my boy.
Okay.
Kid, let me ask you something. If you're at work and your boss say, listen, I want to take you out for dinner, just to take you out for dinner, would you go? I mean, for lunch.
If my boss take me out to dinner?
To lunch. No, I ain't going to say dinner. Dinner is like a one. I'm going to say lunch. You know, you're at work. And they'd be like, hey, come on, kid. You got a male boss. He'd be like, come on, kid. We can go out for pizza and eat lunch, you know.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with that?
Some new things that are coming about in his business and the hours of operation of the place of business that you guys are working at, the business is closed. You know, he says, all right, we're going to have lunch. We're going to do this over lunch. We're going to conduct this business over lunch. Now, how's that sound? Blank stare. Okay, we have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello, love you, Diva. I love you, callers, listeners, everyone.
Have you heard the topics, T? I think you have another one to add to our list of topics tonight, Diva.
What are you talking about? What?
Okay.
What happened?
Okay. I have, would you stay with a man or woman that can't do anything for you, and you happen to meet a man or woman that can do anything for you, would you stay or go?
What? What?
Yeah.
I have to move it on.
Keep it moving, right?
kick them to the curb, quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Okay. All right.
I know I didn't hear our real executive. I'm not executive.
Yeah,
the
co-host.
Right. Our CEO.
Oh,
yes.
Lord,
my special guest.
Is that the CEO
guest.
Up in here?
Yes, he is my special guest. This is a special guest for tonight. Yes.
You know who messed up, right?
Key.
Hi.
Where you been?
Mooney. Not money, but I'm going to say Mooney.
Mooney. She gave him a new name tonight.
Listen. You know, but anywho, how are you all?
We are good. Have you any topics that you would bring to the table tonight, or you want to hear my topic number two first?
I'm scared because you already got everything popping and like I guess popcorn and everything up in here.
Yes, I guess I got extra salt on my popcorn though. Extra salt, extra butter. Listen, Diva, if the two of you finally decide to move in together, would it bother you if you had to sleep on the same bed that you know your mate had sex with other people on, or would you want to buy a new one?
Yeah, it's got to be a new one, Diva. Diva, no. We're not gonna go out like that. It's got to be a new one.
For the simple fact,
I mean, even though, you know, when I first came up in your life, right,
uh-huh.
You had that bed.
Mm-hmm.
But you was mostly at my place.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to think about that thing.
Uh-huh.
Now, we're not going out like that.
Uh-huh.
If we decide to move in with each other,
we
got to get some new things.
We have to get that.
I ain't sleeping
leave
on top
bed.
Of what the hell for slip on. I'm
leave
sorry.
That bed exactly where it is.
It's got to go. Take me another bedroom that you wasn't sleeping in.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, wow. All right. So have you any topics, Diva, did you bring any topics with you tonight?
I sure did. I'm trying to locate them.
Okay.
You sound
a little
slurred right now. Look. You talk about I sure did. You swear to you?
Yo, rich money. What's up, baby?
Yeah.
What's poppin', baby?
We have Rich Money, Daddy, and
listen,
Kia on the line.
Hey, Kia.
And Daddy.
Hi, Barry.
How you doing?
Pork Chop on the line? Mm-hmm, oh, no. Pork Chop on the line, too?
You sound
give me some topics, Diva. What you got? What you talking
what,
about,
what
Diva?
What happened, Rich Money?
I said, you sound a little slurred to me. You know, I don't
hold
my tongue.
No, listen, sweetheart. I'm sorry, but the tea had really, honestly, I'm not slurred. I'm actually under the weather right now, but I'm going to do what I got to do.
There you go.
And I'm trying to find out what the hell do I have when I had it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, y'all got a song until I can find out what I really did have?
Tonight at the 8 o'clock hour, we are going to have, I did pull up a Diva Mail.
But we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that yet until the 8 o'clock hour. That is the hour where we, you know, switch the pitch up a little bit and throw a little something in there, something different. However, we're going to continue on with our topic.
Diva, I'm so proud of you because you're doing this all by your lonesome.
Oh, I thank you so much. I'm
so
never,
proud of you.
I never thought that I would have to see this day. I asked that I would never see this day, but unfortunately I had to do it, and kaboom, I'm doing it. Lord, please just help me.
I'm there for you. I'm just I'm kind of like lost for words for a second, you know? I'm lost for words.
Well,
but you're really doing what you got to do, how
well,
you got to do it.
Thank you so much.
But
well, you know what?
You know what? I really do. I got it now. I got it.
You got it?
Yeah. How
talk
could
to me, Diva.
How could someone you once loved more than anything in this whole wide world, right, be the person who disgusts you the most right now?
Wow. Run that by me once again. Run that by me once again.
How in the world could the person you once loved be the person that disgusts you the most right now?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It can happen. It can happen.
Wow.
I might have, listen, I'm going to put it like this, right? I might have loved Rich Money and Lavina the most in my life at one time. Well, no,
what?
You know what? I can't even put them two in my equation because I still love the devil out of both of them. What? let's use Barry as an example.
Okay.
Here we go.
We'll use Barry as an example.
All right. Here we go.
Barry, do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't think anybody understands what you're saying.
Why? Listen.
Wait, I've been gone for a week. See?
That's only a week. This was like months ago. I used to like you. Maybe I loved you at one point. No, let me stop. No, all jokes aside, Don's a diva. Have you ever loved someone so much that, you know, I mean, it was nothing in this world that could, like, really separate that. But now, all of a sudden, that person that you love disgusts you to the, like, no end.
Oh, yes, I've been there. Oh, yes.
I have, too.
I'm talking love hate like you would not believe.
Exactly. I love you, but at this moment, I hate you.
Yeah.
So what's this, a thin line between love and hate, that movie?
No, you could put it that way.
Or the movie or the song.
At the end of the day, that's what it is. A thin line between love and hate. Uh-oh. Okay, we got some fingers up in the building, too.
It's a thin line.
Barry, shut up. But right. Anywho, Rich Money.
I'm here.
and Barry and Kia.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, like, last week, I was like, oh, my God, I was so in love with you. But in the meantime, in that week, you've done something that you disgust me so bad. You know, and it doesn't have to mean that. You know, it was just like a two-week situation. This could be years. Because I could have loved you like 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you're at my wits that I just is... You're disgusting to me.
Wow. I've been there. It's... That's very time-consuming. very time consuming. It takes a lot out of you.
I agree.
So much energy. It takes a lot of negative energy. It drains you. It brings you down. I had to, in my experience, I had to fall down in that. Bounce, realize that I had fallen in it. Because I had hit rock bottom, I had to bounce back up. And it took so much out of me. It drained me. It's dangerous when you're like that. It really is. You're poisonous.
Because, like you said, right now,
mm-hmm.
I'm loving you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he could have said something that you said to me in the last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, just really took me to another level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And this could be, like, 5 years of danger that you just mm-hmm. put yourself in, as well as myself.
Yeah.
Because we could have been loving each other for 5-6 years or plus, whatever.
Mm.
But
yeah,
it was just something that happened in the midst of the moment that
uh-huh.
put me over the edge or put you over the edge that I said
uh-huh.
that you don't feel that same way.
And how about in the beginning of the relationship when we're in the beginning of the relationship and we're speaking and saying, please don't ever hurt me. Promise me you'll never hurt me.
Right.
Okay, I promise I'll never hurt you.
Right.
Let's promise each other that we'll never get to the point where we dislike or hate each other. Okay, we won't get there.
Right.
The next thing you know, that very thing that you promised each other that you would not do, you did to each other.
I understand. Now, I definitely understand that. Because
mm-hmm,
the word hate, I hate that word. Honestly.
It's a very strong word.
If I got to get to the point that I hate you,
uh-huh.
I don't even want to be bothered with you, period.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, let's go to the word that, you know, I dislike you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we talked about that before.
Yes, we have. We have.
If I got to hate you,
what
do
they
guess
what?
You're
done with me.
Yeah, you got time.
Which way,
Barry?
No, I'm good. I'm listening.
No. I hear you in the background saying something about hate.
No, I don't hate nobody. I love everybody. I'm a Christian.
No, I didn't say that you hated anybody. I'm just saying the word hate, that is a negative word for me.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Very strong word. Very, very strong word.
It is. It's a deep word.
I try not to use it.
I like a lot of people, but
mm-hmm.
I, as I told you all before,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to ever be in the words that I hate.
I've been there. And at the same time, I was asking God, you know, because it's a sin. It's a sin to be... And I know this isn't a spiritual summit, but it is a sin for those of us who believe in God. It is a sin to hate. It is a sin to not to be bound by unforgiveness. Now, I was stuck there.
I was bound
by unforgiveness.
Don't stop me now.
Go ahead. Do you.
I told y'all I'm going to write a book one day. Write a book on this being in a relationship and that relationship being my addiction and then loving and hating this person, being bound by unforgiveness because I refused to forgive this person because at the same time I was loving this person and allowing this person to continue to hurt me. So it was causing me to dislike and hate this person, but I was stuck loving this person because I was in this relationship that I was addicted to. Oh, such a, that circle, that hole.
Right. Like you said, Diva, hate is a strong, very strong word.
I was feeling that. And it hurt me
to even
say it. I would cry every time I would say it. I'd be like, oh, it hurt me to feel that way. But I couldn't get rid of that feeling because I was bound.
Right.
I was stuck. I was, you know, but in the same sense, I felt so guilty to God because I know that I was feeling these things that I wasn't willing to get released from because I was still with this person. And, oh, it was
you
such
was
a big
bound.
Web.
Was bound.
Yeah, I was tangled in this big web.
Right.
Now, can I say something?
Yes.
Hey, Barry.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this is for Rachel and T. Mm-hmm. You can't let nobody's actions of their ignorance or negativity or stupidity drive you to hate somebody or mess you up. You just got to bear down, say a prayer, and move on. Because you can't let nobody dictate your life. Even though they hurt you so much, you can't. That's like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. So if they're ignorant or stupid and hurt you so bad, it's going to hurt, but work through it, whatever, share whatever, but you just can't let them bound you and disrupt. No, don't never let nobody steal your joy.
Mm-hmm. Listen, as many times as I've heard it, I had to go through that lucrative experience, and I'm grateful that I did it because it helped me to be the strong woman that I have become today. Now, not to say that I don't have my times of weakness or whatever, but I'm grateful that I went through the experience. It helped me to be the strong woman that I am today, and I could be a better person to myself, to my God, to my children, you know, and possibly to the next mate, you know? So, anyway, I think we have reached that hour. Somebody, we got a couple minutes unless my watch is slow. Look, I'm...
But wait a minute, Barry. So you're going to tell me that regardless of what someone has said to you before, that you never disliked them or whatever?
I mean, that's a natural feeling. You're going to do it, but you can't let them keep you bound to that. No. I mean,
not at
you
all.
Don't get
not
hurt. If you, nobody, I'll be sitting, you know, we'll be all alive. You say, I'm just like Teflon Don Kong, and it's not going to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
But you just can't let it keep you bound. You just got to, you know, pick yourself up and go on.
Yeah.
You can't wallow in your mess. I mean, and it's not even your mess. It's somebody else's mess.
Yeah. Right. That's true, too.
You know, it's somebody else's. And it does come back. Whatever happens, it comes back to that person, you know, in the long run. That's
karma.
God says vengeance is mine. So you might be hurt for a little bit, but it's karma and it does come back around. If somebody purposely does something to hurt you and you're genuine, it'll come back to them some way, somehow. So you just keep it up. Just give it to God and move on.
Yeah, I believe in karma. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, karma is no joke either. I mean, especially if you've been there for that person, your family, whoever. You know, but at the same token, you know, you can say this and you can say that to make it better. But do you really mean it?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell me, you know, hey, T, Rachel, Barry, you know, I said this and that before. But do I mean that from the bottom of my heart? When I constantly show you something totally different. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
I can tell you all day tonight, all night tonight. Barry, you know, what we went through, that was just a myth.
What is it, karma?
Where is Daddy Rich?
Is that karma?
Let me ask you something. What would you do, right? Listen to this. It's okay, it's not seeing something. What would you do if you found out the person you was with used to be bisexual?
Ooh.
Well, you already got some monkey up in the wreck. That's definitely a monkey. If I found out that Barry,
I'm the example of everything. Oh Lord.
Well, you could be
Barry.
I'm gonna do this for the vibe. I'm gonna do it for the vibe right now.
All
right. But anywho. If I found out my mate, you said that if they was gay rich,
My thing is,
first off, if they used to be bisexual and they up in my hands right now, I'll make sure that they never go back there again. I'm going to turn them all the way out, Rich. I got to do what I got to do.
Is it, Is that pork chop transforming?
I got your pork chop. Don't play with me. You can't handle this pork chop that you got there, so you better and deal with this doggone fried, this fried piece of chicken.
Lord Jesus, I'm praying for them. I'm praying for them, Lord. I rebuke the devil.
No, wait. Hey, Rich, you said that question. What if it's two women?
Ooh.
Huh?
What if it's sexual two women? Then it's on the popper,
yeah,
right?
What if you found out she was... Now, remember, it could be two women, but you know, some females dress up like dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rich. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I mean, you got some of them so masculine, like, yo, baby, what's up, boo? Yeah.
Wow.
Yo.
Hold on.
What happened the other night when I met you? You was like, hey, T. Hey, Rachel. Hi, Barry. Hi, Rich, honey.
We're going to bring on another caller. Caller, are you there? Be there. Hello, caller, are you there? Caller, we have another caller. Caller, are you there? We had another caller. I don't know what happened.
Well, I've been on the air. I've just been listening to T and y'all ranting.
Hi, Kia.
Oh, my God.
How are you doing, sweetie?
I learned a whole lot of stuff.
They just threw a couple of monkeys in this ranch up in this show, okay?
I tell you what, if I found out that my mate used to be bi, I was in my experience now. I know that there are plenty of us that know that I have been with, I was in a relationship where I thought that my mate was a man, and he was, and I didn't think that, you know, there was no signs or symptoms of anything other than, but one day I had to go to the bathroom really bad, and I ran into the bathroom, and he happened to be in there playing with one of my toys. So, however, in my experience, I found out that moving on,
Hey, Rachel.
Yes, sir.
Rachel, how long have you been a Christian?
I've known the Lord for a very long time. I've known the Lord a long time. I'm not going to consider myself a Christian. I've known the Lord for a very long time. I've had a relationship with him for a long time.
You had some weird dates, man.
I have had, yes.
Had some weird dates. Guys playing with sexual things, getting in and out of the car in the window, and I don't know he.
Yes. I definitely have gone through some weird,
Okay.
So in my experience, as I was saying, I would, if I found out that my mate was prior by, I would definitely turn my back right away. I don't care, no ifs, ands, or buts. I would nothing, no. Bye, goodbye. Yeah, no. I'd be gone. I would be gone. I've had bad experience. Yes. One too many bad experiences.
So he had one of your toys actually doing his do?
Yes.
Are you the
It was frightening. It was frightening. I heard something hit the floor, boom, and I looked, and it was one of my, oh, Lord Jesus, yes. But anyway, we're going to. On that note, we're going to come back. We're going to play a song, commercial, whatever our CEO has for us, and then we're going to go into Diva Mail. So hold that thought, everybody. We will be back.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Baby, I love you.
Now time for Rachel with the Diva Mail. Diva Mail.
Dear Divas, tonight we have Diva Mail. So, Diva Mail.
Ow!
This is coming from a married lady. I don't know her age. She did not specify. She just emailed me the mail. So here we go. I have been married for 4 years to my husband. Out of those 4 years, he had a son with another woman. His son just turned 3. I did not find out about the child until he was born. I also want to add, he already had an 8-year-old by the same lady, which was way before me and him. I want to leave, but don't want everybody to judge me for leaving my husband. What should I do?
Oh. Hello?
Yes.
Diva, can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Well, you know, my thing is, okay, if he had a child before that,
mm-hmm.
why did he also tell you that he had this child? Or you just finding out that about the 8-year-old as well as 3-year-old?
I think she already knew about the 8-year-old, but she... it was from a relationship that was prior to them getting, you know, involved and even married. Now,
okay.
she found out that there was a son that just turned 3. She didn't
wow.
find out about the child. She didn't find out about the 3-year-old until after the child was born.
You didn't say how soon after.
Right. But my thing is, like, if, you know, we've been there, if we've been there over the 3 years, I have a problem. Honestly, I have a problem. Because for the simple fact, you know, number one, we should have discussed about this 8-year-old and possibly it may be another one.
By the same person. The same baby mama. So he obviously was still messing with her while he was messing with, while we were married.
Wait, I missed it. I'm sorry, I missed it. I heard the part where he had a son with another female.
Right.
The only part I got up to.
The diva male says, I have been married for 4 years to my husband. Out of these 4 years, he had a son with another woman. His son just turned 3. I did not find out about this child until after he was born. I want to also add, he already had an 8-year-old by the same lady, which was before him and I even got together and got married. I want to leave, but don't want everybody to judge me for leaving my husband. What should I do?
And she should not
Exactly. So they had that 8-year-old before she got married to him. Then they had a 3-year-old while she was married to him. Yeah, she might have another one after they get divorced. She better leave them alone.
They were married.
They've been married before.
Or they were just still dating when this 3-year-old came along.
She's been married to him for 4 years. Yeah, she's been married to him for 4 years.
No. That's a problem. That's a problem. Because
if that son just turned 3, if that son just turned 3, she's been married to this man for 4 years. The woman was locked up for 9 months. Before she had that baby. So if they've been married for 4 years, 3 years into the marriage, he was already sleeping with that woman. So he came into this marriage with this woman, already sleeping with the ex-woman.
He continued to sleep with her after we were together. There's a problem.
Because for the simple fact,
the 8-year-old, that's one thing. But when you say it's a 3-year-old also involved,
and
we have been
married
there for 4,
we
got a problem.
Yes.
Bottom line. Plain and simple. So you're telling me at the end of the day that you never left this woman alone.
Exactly. While she has no kids by him herself, she should leave them out the door.
Leave them. Right.
She has no kids by him yet. Leave them.
Right.
But now
you have a 3-year-old, but we've been together for the last 4 years. You were doing her as well as doing me.
Yeah.
You never bothered to leave this woman alone.
Here's the thing.
What'd you say, Kia?
She should wait till he go to work, get her stuff out the house, take whatever she bought from him, take it, and she should leave
and
him.
Break camp. Because at the end of the day...
He had absolutely no respect for her and the dignity of that marriage. He got married to her.
Because at the end of the day, guess what? Are you going to still deal with this female? We've already been together for 4 years.
It's over. It's over.
Right.
Yeah, it's over. Period, point blank, it's over.
So you're telling me maybe you didn't come to me like a 3-year relationship that's open? But at the end of the day, when you realize it and look at it, it's still a 3-year-old open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm still
marriage.
Doing this other female.
Marriage at that. They've been married for 4
right.
years. So,
right.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Correct me if I'm wrong or right.
Mm-hmm.
Was the other child his as well?
The other child is his. The 8-year-old child is his. And, yeah, with the same lady. With the same lady.
You never left this woman alone then.
Exactly.
You never left her alone.
Yep. Yep.
You married me for whatever the reason was.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have an obligation to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you even got a bigger obligation because guess what? At the end of the day, we have 2 kids now. Not 1, but 2.
But you might as well go and marry her, sir.
You might as well deal with and be with this woman because obviously you're not going to leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously you had a lot of more feelings for this female. If we've been together for 4 years and we have a 3-year-old son.
What's that last part she said in the letter?
The last part she said, I want to leave. I want to leave, but don't want everybody to judge me for leaving my husband.
Yes.
What should I do?
You've already been judged.
Look at the part where she says judge. Everybody says
right.
judge them because how you want to be married for 4 years and they be 3?
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Kia.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him. Are you kidding me? Mm.
You didn't think about that. I mean, obviously, before time, you know, we've been married for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So where did you get this time actually at the end of the day
you
to see
like
a deal
answer
with
that?
This man? You've
you
been dealing
like
with him
basket.
All along, honey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hands were back and waiting to excel. Hands were back and waiting
to excel. Right, mm-hmm. right. Because this baby is 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together for 4 years.
Wow,
so
the cat's away, the mice was right. Yeah, she could be at work. She could be at work, and he could be doing his thing while the cat's
exactly.
away, the mice will play. Yep.
But
they
exactly.
may have done that.
So what's the baby here? When the baby turns 4, so that can be logic that he messed with her before they got married.
So, he was already dealing with her the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you already have an 8-year-old. Okay, now you got a 3-year-old, but we've been together for 4 years.
Oh, right. I understand what Kia said.
You never, ever stopped dealing with him.
Kia said the baby just, okay, right, the baby just turned 3. Now,
right.
let's just say that if her and him had been married for 4 years, now it may not be 4 years yet. It may be 4 years this year. So let's just say it's just turning 4 years. That child is 3 years. It depends on it. Yep.
But you never ever stopped dealing with this female.
He never stopped dealing with her.
You know, you married me, true enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't all about me. It was still about her as well. Because if it wasn't, you wouldn't have a 3-year-old, and we've been together for 4 years.
Yep. He was just taking me along for the ride. That's all. Using me.
Exactly.
Using me to help pay that child support. Help pay his bills for the other woman.
I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
Maybe you was looking at me like, well, oh, she can't produce, so you know what?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I'm going to continue on with this female. Something is wrong with that whole situation.
Because you
never loved me the way that you said you loved me. And if
it
you were still dealing with this female, why did you even marry me?
It
why?
Would be so cool if we could have our the people who wrote these emails to us in the Diva Mail, it would be so cool if they would call and join in. Now, some of them I do know are listening on the web, and some of them are listening online. As a matter of fact, the lines have been open for the whole show. One thing I failed to mention in the beginning, because I'm not used to doing the show solo, but the lines have been open, and anyone can call in to the show, 646-200-3838, press 1 to join in on the conversation. Yes, it would be so interesting to have our, our people who write the Diva mail to us
exactly.
call in and join us on the conversation. One thing
I agree,
Diva. We'll get there.
I agree, Diva, but that right there is, so uncool. I mean, because
yes.
you're basically, at the end of the day, you're still telling me that you was dealing with this woman the whole time.
Yeah.
We've been together. Yep. Okay, we've been married. Okay, she didn't exactly come out and say how long they had been together. But
mm-hmm.
if you've been married for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
you have a 3-year-old, you never mm-hmm. stop dealing with this female.
Yeah. Yeah. And she says she doesn't want anybody to judge her for leaving her husband. Honey, we're not going to judge me. You're doing the right thing, but in my opinion, you're doing the right thing by leaving
Sweetheart, judge yourself in this situation.
Get some self-esteem. Get some self-esteem
exactly.
and get out the door. Kick yourself
exactly.
in the back and get out the door.
Because you know what? Nobody has to judge you. Judge
uh-huh.
your own self with that situation because he has been there in this other person's life since
mm-hmm.
day one. He
it's
never
he
ever
was.
Gave up all obligations to you.
Exactly.
It wasn't all about you.
A lot of people
it was
didn't.
All
and
about that other woman as well.
All he did was made her his wife, and that's
exactly.
all. He did
exactly.
not. He did, and some people do that. Some people just do that just to do it, and they run game on people. And sorry, honey, you got played. You got played.
Right.
For some reason, he bamboozled you and took you into being his wife, and he has a whole other life out there.
Like I told you about that song before, he played
mm-hmm.
us both.
mm-hmm. Exactly.
So are you
going
to continue to deal with him?
No. Not
wow.
at all. Not at all.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Wow.
Something is wrong with that whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she's, at the end of the day, when you really look at it, she's comfortable with this situation. Okay, you know we have an 8-year-old. Okay, but we also now have a 3-year-old. We've been together for 4 years. We've been married for 4 years. It's not saying how long they've been together before they got married.
8 years. The son is 8 years old. They've been dealing with each other well over 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. He's been dealing with that other woman well over 13
right.
years. That's his life.
Right.
That's his life.
You know what? As we speak of this, I had my best friend actually
mm-hmm.
called me today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her friend, they had been dealing together for maybe like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he supposedly moved in with her.
Mm-hmm.
He was there for 6 months. Mm-hmm. On the second of this month, dude decided, well, you know, I'm going to go back. She didn't know what was going on. But
mm-hmm.
he left on the second of this month. And he went back to his wife of 10 years.
Wow.
So, like, she's calling the hospital. She's calling the jail. She's calling everywhere. Because he
wow.
normally doesn't be out that long.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, he had went back home to his wife.
Oh, wow.
And you know, she was like, I don't know, because I hadn't heard from her, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
She had gave up, like, most of her friends and everything like that. Okay, if you're doing you know, you got your boo, whatever, I'm not going to dislike you. I'm still there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you get a chance, give me a call.
because he didn't want her talking to a lot of people and everything. I'm not going to dislike you because he does this is what he don't like. I don't want you having any problems in your home. So she calls me today, and honestly, this is my hand to God. This chick called me this morning, and she was like, hey, how you doing, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, my boo is not here anymore. Wait a minute, what did you say? You know, you told me that dude drove down there. No, I never said he drove down there because he was locked up for a while and he couldn't get there to you and, you know, he had to catch the bus. So his friends came over a couple of days ago and they were like, you know, hey, here's a certain amount of money for you to get him back down here, blah, 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 blah. So the day that he's supposed to be coming back, which was, okay, today is what, the 9th? Okay, he's supposed to be coming back like on the 7th. And she said, I got a text message from him like, oh, I'll call you back. The cops is outside, blah, 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 blah. And she didn't hear from him no more until the next day. Okay. He says, you know, it's 1 o'clock. He's whispering. 1 o'clock, I'm gonna call you back, babe, you know, because I don't want to say nothing in front of her, blah, 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 but I want to come back, you know.
Wow.
Wait a minute, my point is, you shouldn't even accept the call first and foremost,
right,
for the simple fact, you said when he left your house, you didn't even know this man was leaving. You're supposedly, quote, unquote, best friend took him to the bus station to go back home. Now, mind you, he's been with this woman for over 10 plus years. But he was living with you for 6 months. He left this woman because he wanted to be with you. For 6 months, he was there with her, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And she was like, what do I do? Look, sweetheart, if he stayed with you for 6 months, he went back to his wife. He's texting you instead of calling you. Guess what? He's not coming back. He's not coming back. So she said she got a text the other day after all of this, like, she sent him the money to catch the bus back to her.
Oh, wow.
And like 7 or 8 hours later, he texted her and said, I'm not coming back. I'm going to stay with my wife.
Goodness.
Well, now my thing is, the wife, number one, the wife is stupid as all get out. Because this man has stayed with another woman for 6 months.
Wow.
Number two, guess what? He's looking for the next victim.
Yep. Yes, he is.
Now, if she accept him back, because she was like, T, what should I do? Should I accept him back? Oh, wait a minute, sweetheart. You said you sent him money to come back. But then he sent you a message saying, I am not coming back. I'm going to stay with my wife.
So he used that money.
He spent that money on the wife. This is the thing that this man is doing, and he got it down pat.
You don't stand a chance. You're a couple of sugar mamas. He has a couple of sugar mamas hanging around.
And thank you.
He's just the sugar mama.
Barry Kay, are you all still here? Barry.
Kia? I'm here.
Okay, I mean, Kia, what do you think about that? I know Kia.
He's running game. He's running game.
And guess what? Like I told her, I said, sweetheart, look, you are not the only victim because he's looking for the next victim.
Yeah. Did she say she was a victim to you? Does she consider herself a victim?
I don't know. She really didn't say Kia.
Okay.
But my thing is, dude had been in jail. She met him playing cards online, blah, 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 blah. I mean, this is not just no make-believe thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know exactly what happened because I've been friends with her for probably the past 10-plus years.
She got
bamboozled. You know, and she got so into him. But I always told her, listen, you're talking about he wants to leave his wife to come to you? Sweetheart,
yeah.
Look,
mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been there before. If
mm-hmm.
he leaves his wife for you, he's going to
leave
for the next
for somebody,
female.
Yes. Yeah.
There are no
exceptions.
No. We didn't think that he would end up going back to the wife. But supposedly the wife's supposed to be getting a big lump sum of money next
mm-hmm.
month.
Oh, Sugar mama. Sugar mama.
And
Sugar
I told
mama.
Her, she has a daughter that's mentally challenged, right?
Mm-hmm.
The kid is like 18. You know, but she probably has the mind of a 6 or 7 year old. You know,
yeah.
Oh, mommy has a new, you know, I got a new daddy, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been here all this time. He's going to be there with me. Now she's like, mommy, when is Mike coming back? Mommy, is Mike going to ever come back?
Wow.
Now she's telling this kid, he's never coming back. Her mother do yard sales and everything, right? She says, so I gave my mom all of his... Okay, number one, now, actually, you're certain, to a certain extent, you're wrong. You gave all this man's pants. You know, he had about 30 pair of jeans, 30 pair of boxers, and 40 or 50 shirts, whatever, T-shirts, web shirts, all that. Wait a minute, number one. No, don't
it
stoop down to his level because that's what you just did.
Mm-mm.
He hurt you.
Wow.
He has hurt you. And I could tell that she was hurt. Send him his it.
Hey.
Yes.
You say he gave her money. You say he gave her money.
Oh yeah.
She sent her. Okay,
so
when you said that, these are the stuff that she sold at the flea market. That's
yes.
her money. That's her money.
Wait a minute. Her and her best friend supposedly came over there and talked to her. It was like, well, you know, here's a certain amount. You know, I'm going to go in half with you to send him money to get back down here.
Wow.
Well, see, my thing is, when you left, right, you didn't talk to me. Now, if you would have came to me and been like, see, look, I'm going to go do this because homegirl gave it to get a big lump sum of money. And I'm going to go back up here to deal with her and chill with her so we can get some of this money. See, first off, I would have told you, listen, if you're going for that reason, you're wrong. And if that's the only reason that you're going for, please, kick rocks. Kiss me goodbye. We're done.
Kiss the back of me goodbye.
Thank you.
Kiss the back of me.
Because,
yeah,
see,
he's just
honestly,
running away and using them.
I'm looking at you. All you about is a dollar. You're looking for a woman to take care of you at the end of the day.
Yes.
And that's what I was trying to explain to her today. And I think, honestly, she may have gotten, like, a little ticked off at me.
Mm-hmm.
But don't call me. Don't talk to me. If you don't want to hear my input on it.
Right.
You know, I hadn't really talked to her since I may have talked to her maybe 2 or 3 times
since this man has been in her life. But before that, her and I was talking every single day. Matter of fact, she's called the show a few times. But you couldn't do that. You said this man was like kicking your back in to have sex 3 and 4 times a day. And after you explained to him, like, yeah, I'm not used to this, you still was doing it at least twice a day? Okay, honey. I mean, you know, hey.
No, he was just using it.
I can't tell you anything because at the end of the day, you were still doing what he wanted
you to do. Yes. She was just, he was using him and abusing her. And she was weak enough. She was weak enough. She needs to pick up her self-esteem and get it together and know her self-worth because she's worth so much better than what she's allowing herself
Right, Diva,
to see.
Because I told her. I told her. When she was talking to me at the beginning, right, I said, sweetie, I'm not going to even call her name. I said, something is not right with this picture. He's a controller. He's a manipulator. That's what I kept telling her. No, no, no. He wants to be here with us. And, you know, my baby loving him. Well, like I said, her daughter is like 18 plus. And
I was
going to
say, is she
13
older?
But she has a mental problem.
Is this a grown woman like 40 and over?
Yes!
And
44.
She knows that. Once you get a certain age, once you reach a certain age, you know, you've gone through enough in life and enough relationships and enough to know.
Right.
And it's painful.
This man knew what he was doing from the rip.
It's horrible looking, you know, watching people who are adults, who are 40 and over, still allowing themselves to be mistreated and manipulated and abused and not realizing their self-worth. Wow.
So is this considered as looking for love in all the wrong places?
It has to be. Start deep down inside. Now, yes, by her being insecure and having that low self-esteem, that's obvious because it's forcing her to look for love in the wrong places.
Because she said they had got to the point that they were arguing over simple stuff every other day, and he was a gambler, and, you know,
now, mind you,
this chick wasn't smoking weed for years, and I know she wasn't. He had her smoking weed, and he would go to the neighbor, the one that took him, quote, unquote, to the bus station.
To the bus stop.
He would go over to her house. They would sort of kind of snort in another room. So she decided she wasn't going to go over there anymore. And like I told her, sweetheart, it could have been your neighbor that he was doing too.
Wow. Sad and unfortunate, but
it is.
Things like this happen.
Every single day.
And that's what I told her.
You know, I said, you don't have to feel bad about yourself, but take note, sweetheart. And I said, when you sent money for this man to come back and you got these messages, guess what? The way that he left, he's not going to come back anyway. He's done with you. He did what he set out to do. You're history. Now,
never really matters.
Guess what? He's on to the next woman. I'm sorry to say it, but it's
that. Yeah, but he's not in it for love. He's in it for to get
he,
out of it. Whatever
women.
He
wants to
if
play
he's
women.
Not benefiting. I know several people like this. If they're not benefiting from a friendship or a relationship or anyone that they deal with, if they're not benefiting from it, they don't want to be involved with people. And that's the type of man that she's dealing with, a man that who benefits from taking from others because he's not man enough to support himself. You don't want to do it.
I mean, you know, it's crazy,
a lot of red flags.
It's reality.
Pay attention to the red flag. Pay attention to the red flag.
But I love her because she never came at me like, well, they're like, you just mad because whatever, whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, now, and this could be another topic, too, with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been with my people for, what, four plus years?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you know, I stopped, like, texting because I listened to a couple of friends of mine that actually are engaged and everything like that. They
mm-hmm.
knew everything that was going on with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my thing was, you know, they was like, yo, stop it. Stop it right now. You're crying. You're going through all this emotional drama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for this man, is this man mm-hmm. actually going through the same thing for you?
Nope.
Stop talking to him. Stop texting him and see what happens.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you want to come around now. You want to leave outfits. You want to leave your underclothes, socks, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Hold up. What did I miss these last almost 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Why wasn't you here then? Why wasn't you leaving your things then?
Right.
Because I'm not texting you. I'm not dealing with you on that level like I used to do, like whining and
mm-hmm.
crying and things like that.
Yep.
Now you decide, you know what, maybe if I leave some clothes here, you know? You know, I'm still the main man.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I actually had to talk to the people that's been there for me the last 4 years
yeah.
and know what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the same thing that I'm saying. Yo, do see that you don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time
but
for
you're not letting it bother
door.
You're not letting it bother you anymore, yep.
You know, but now he wants to come in and be a real man. Because he's leaving clothes and stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Because he don't want that next man or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We have to be
exactly.
very, very careful of what we do and how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Very.
Because
very.
I'm going to tell you, and the people, they're probably listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
They know I went through pure D hell. What they told me before, they never wanted to tell me. You
mm-hmm.
know, I went to them, but at the end of the day, they would just let me talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't want to hurt me, saying, see, all you got, sweetheart, is a booty call.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And they never went to hurt me to tell me, actually, that's all you got.
Yeah.
And some of the things they told me, I took heed of it, and I started
mm-hmm.
doing it. Now, this man is like, wait a minute, something ain't right with this chick.
Yeah.
She's not going off like she used to. She's
mm-hmm.
not crying. She's not going through the emotions. Wait a minute, what's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, does she have somebody else?
Yep. Yep.
But sometimes... Honestly, and I hate to say it this way, you got to give him your own butt a kiss.
Yes.
Kiss what I twist and it ain't my wrist. Yeah,
I've never heard that one. Never heard that one. Well, we do have another caller on the line. You
okay.
go, girl. We have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Yeah. I was listening to that whack line she just gave about this or something. I'm like, you know what?
I've never heard that.
I said, okay, she's fully medicated, people. She's fully medicated.
Hello.
Okay. So she is fully medicated.
Is this Miss Kim?
Yes.
Oh,
hi,
my
Kim.
God. Miss Kim, listen, I think you might know me. You've probably talked to me a few times.
Yeah, a little
like I said, kiss what I twisted, it ain't my ring.
I've never heard that saying before.
you know what she just did, right? She just really showed her age right there. She did. They probably said that back in 1950, but I'm just saying.
Oh, wow, Miss Kim, you did not say 1950.
1950.
I'm going to say that to my mom. Wait, say it one more time.
I bet you she know what you're talking about. Kiss what I twisted, it ain't my wrist.
Kiss what I twisted, it ain't my
I'm sure they'll say it too. I'm a saboteur to her.
Don't mess around and get smacked in your mouth for saying it.
No, I'm gonna tell her that she told me to say it. I'm gonna say this lady told me.
And it ain't my wrist.
How y'all doing this season?
We are good.
How are you?
I'm all right, a little tired, but I'm good.
We started the show off tonight with a special guest, our very own Rich Money. And we are honored to have had him as a special guest on our show. I don't know if he's still here with me or if he's working the switchboard for us, handling the business. But I just want to say again, thank you to Rich Money for co-hosting and being our special guest on the beginning of tonight's show.
Yes, thank you.
Have you heard our topic? Yes.
Is it that deep?
Have you heard our topics for tonight?
No, because I've been multitasking, you know, mommy duty / wife duty / laundry duty, yeah.
Oh, you've been doing everything.
I'm multitasking right now, but can you give me the topics? I'm sorry I'm late too, ladies. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Diva, I really have, even though I was late, you know, like signing on and everything like that. I know one of them was, if you and your mate finally decide to move in together,
mm-hmm.
would it bother you if you had to sleep on the same bed that you know your mate has sex with another?
Oh, my God.
Would you rather have a new bed or you would still deal with that same bed?
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what I would rather have. Okay, and then I'm going to tell you what I have done.
Okay.
It would have been nice to have a new bed since the old bed had mileage, you know. So it would have been nice, you know. But because of the circumstances, you know, we had to make do with the mileage bed, you know. Which, you know, in the back of your mind, you just have to say to yourself, but I'm here now, you know, forget about all the mileage beforehand. You have to say, I'm here now, and we're going to christen a new one very soon.
Exactly.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Think of it like that. That's how I thought about it. You know?
There you go. I know,
initially, I kept telling myself, like, oh, my God, this bed got some mileage on it because he is a freak. So I could tell. Oh, my God.
But then at the end of the day, you look at it like, you know what? That was before me. Now it's about me.
You know, and you can always flip the mattress, you know, I'm just saying. But.
There you go. Okay, and the second one was, how can someone you once loved more than anything be the person who you disgusts you more now?
All right, say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Okay, in other words,
I had a senior moment.
That person that you sleeping on that mattress with, right? That man has got that mileage on it, right? How could you have loved him so much at one point, but now this is the person that disgusts you the most?
Wow. Well, for me personally, I would have to say that to love someone, you have to love them, you know, despite whatever flaws they might have. You know, because no one is built picture perfect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not loving the outside person. You're loving what's on the inside. And once you love what's on the inside, I think that sometimes we tend to put blinders on with what's on the outside, you know.
Mm. I agree.
Yes. And
I
how
agree.
That person might treat you. So what would make me disgusted or unhappy, you know, would be the fact that the love was so blinded that you couldn't see the outer person, you know what I'm saying? Or the way that person used to treat you, the person don't treat you the same no more. You know, that little things like that would disgust me. Like, if you used to do, like, sweet nothings for me, and then all of a sudden, I don't mean financially, I'm just saying the little things
exactly.
that come from the heart, you know.
Right.
Like, you used to do little things like that, and then all of a sudden you're no longer doing things like that. That right there is a turnoff for me, because that lets me know that you put up the front to get me, but now you don't want to put in the work to keep me.
Thank you.
I shouldn't have that one day of unhappiness when you're in love. You know,
you'll
have that sad moment, or you'll have the ups and downs, but you should mm-hmm. never feel like, oh my God, I'm so disgusted with this person. You know, when you're
right.
in love, you should never feel that way. You know, not saying never.
I feel you
100%. But it could be, you know, the last thing. So to me, it's the little things that would disgust me or make me turn off. Is you don't want to put that work in to keep me, but you put
right.
it in to get me. But to keep me,
right.
you don't want to put the effort forward. That's a turn off
uh-huh.
to me. You know.
Yes. Yes. Can Oops. We get a hand
yeah.
clap for Ms. Kim on that? Because that is what's up right there.
I didn't get no hand clap. Okay.
I know you didn't even get a hand clap to welcome
All right.
you in, right?
All right, there we go. All right. But that's just my opinion, you know. That's just my opinion.
But that's great. I mean, and I feel you 100% on that. You know, because... I feel like whatever you do to get that person, that's what you need to continue to do to keep that person.
Exactly.
Don't fall short. Don't fall short on the
mm-hmm.
stick. Because at the end of the day, if that person is genuine, they're going to notice that, hey, you know what? What he did or she did to get me, she's not doing it now. What do I do?
You know, what's changed, you know?
Even though
in relationships, you know, you grow old together and stuff like that, but the heart should still be, you know, in that same area where it was before.
Thank you.
If anything, you love me a certain way when you got with me, but you should love me even more now because you got to know me and you love me despite my flaws, you know?
Right.
But to me, I think that, you know, when you say, okay, well, you know what, this person has flaws, or, you know, I have flaws, you know, hubby has flaws, but at the end of the day, if you can love me anyway from beginning to end, then
right.
you know that you're in love with somebody, you know.
Right.
You know.
Right. Whatever it took to get that person, continue to do it, you know, to keep that person.
Right. Yes.
You know, yeah, of course. You know, where we was like, oh, my God, you know, I got to make sure that this is perfect for when my babe come and this and that. Yeah, you can slack a little bit, but like you say, at the end of the day, what's in that heart, keep it that way.
Yeah.
It's not the physical things, you know, but it's the mental things that got you this person. Keep doing the mental things.
Yeah. Emotionally, physically, you know, you have to,
everything.
But you have to me, I think as long as you keep, you know, you keep everything up front and you can lay down
exactly.
different things and you say, okay, well, look, I like X, Y, and Z. And as you go by and you're with that person, you got to keep growing. And to me, I love to see, like, my hubby smile, you know, because that
exactly.
lets me know that lets me know that your heart is lit. You know, your heart
mm-hmm.
feels good. You know, you feel accomplished. You feel like you can benefit on something, you know. But at the same time, you don't want to lose yourself love somebody else. Because once you lose yourself and you love somebody else, then where does that leave you?
Right.
You know, because you're saying that, and, you know, I have an ex that I talk with quite a bit. You know, he married this woman and everything like that, and he was saying how, you know, like when he first started dating her and things like that, you know, she was like on top of everything, keeping her house clean and doing this and doing that. And he was like, once I moved in, this chick stopped doing this, stopped doing that. You know, I'm cleaning the house and I ain't keeping the clothes washed. Sweetheart, you didn't see that red flag flying all around the house? You know, and then you end up marrying her and everything really started going downhill. And you're calling me, okay, I'm sorry, I'm not being rude, mean, or anything like that. I don't give a damn what you're going through now. Don't call me with the BS. Honestly.
Well, you got to think of it. What? Hello?
Yeah.
You got to think about it. You know, did he think of your feelings initially? You know what I mean?
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
That's why I said, I don't care what you're going through right now.
Hmm.
Right. So to me, that makes a difference. It's like, if you're not going to consider my feelings, then don't consider my feelings when you figure out that grass wasn't
as green on that other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Unfortunately, Kim, I don't know who else is left on the line besides my other diva, Rachel, but time is of essence. And this is normally the time that we would go around the table and let everyone have their say-so of their final decision or final intake on the topics and everything.
Oh.
Yes, yes.
There's Mr. Barry, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
All late and wrong, of course.
Hey, I want to say, like, with the person that was bisexual, the guy, when Rachel's question was, did you find out the guy was bisexual?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy comes over, Rachel, lend somebody the thing to the satisfy him.
Yeah,
what? Be satisfied?
What?
I mean, if that's the way he wants to be satisfied, I want you to satisfy him.
Oh, no,
Barry.
If he's bisexual.
No,
I turn my back on
things like that. Rich Money had asked, what would you do if the person that you were dating, you found out that person used to be bisexual?
Used to be,
yes. And we all had our opinions, and I said in my experience, I had that happen one time or something
that,
where, you know, I was dating someone and I happened to go to the bathroom, had to go to the bathroom real bad, so I ran into the bathroom and all of a sudden something whoop, popped the floor and it just happened to be one of my, you know. So in my experience, I said, no, I have to turn my back on that person. I could care less. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm with you on that, Diva.
But you know what? I know time is of the essence. But see, my thing to that is that then he needs to find someone, or she needs to find someone that's bisexual too.
Exactly.
Know?
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, but they should present it first. You know, they should definitely
make
their situation known up front. Like, hey, this is what I am. This is what I like. You know, this way there's no surprises. Me personally, I'm gonna tell you to find somebody that's gonna work in the same way that you gonna work in. Because
you come out of everything that's been said tonight? Why is that so important? What would you do? Are you going in a bisexual direction, or what's going on with you?
Red flag.
Red flag to me, sweetie.
So as we were doing, we were going around the, you know, the phone line and asking everyone of their final opinions of tonight's show.
Prayer for you, sweetheart.
I just have a question. Miss Diva.
Yes.
Please make sure that you do explain to everyone why you sound the way that you sound this evening, if you wouldn't
mind. Actually, okay, I will. I definitely will do that. those that know me, I've been going through some changes, everything.
Right.
And I actually been in pain a lot today, and I did take some medication. So if I'm sounding like,
Like woozy, whatever.
That's right. Drop the bomb. Drop the bomb. I like that. But I'm sounding.
Ain't worried about none. Nigga.
Ain't worried about none. I'm mad, nigga. But anyway.
I have my medication.
And, you know, so if any of you all thinking any differently, mm-hmm. It's not what you're thinking. I am up on the medication. That's why I was.
Ain't worried about none, nigga.
I ain't worried about none.
I am
under the influence of medication.
Exactly. Okay. I had to be here with my diva. That's right.
I was getting plenty of phone calls. I never heard anything. But I do want you all to know that I am here.
Mm-hmm.
I love
you,
my
Diva.
Fantasy, and, you know, this is just a trying time for me right now.
This too shall pass.
And this too shall pass, exactly.
Right. We love you,
too. That's right.
So,
we're praying for your healing.
Yes, I am under the influence of medication. No other drugs, no other in intoxication or whatever, but I am. I probably do sound very sluggish to everyone.
Well, you know, just listen to the show afterwards, you know. But ladies, it was a wonderful show, and I did
have
to go.
Thank you.
But I did want to ask that question of why Miss Diva sound the way she do.
Because I don't normally sound like this.
Exactly.
Honestly,
you know,
I know.
Praise the Lord, all that good stuff, you know. praise the Lord. All right, so my final thought is love you guys dearly. It was a wonderful
show.
Love
you, Bear. You shut up.
We love you, too. We love you,
wonderful
too.
Show,
ladies. Thank you. Board, mute Barry because
and you guys have
not,
a...
I just said praise him.
Have a safe and productive night.
Thank you.
Welcome to y'all.
Love
thank
you.
Thank you for calling in.
Right,
thanks for calling. I'm going to go to my Diva, Rachel.
Okay. Before I go in, I would like to ask my special guest, our special guest for the evening, his final thoughts of tonight's show. Rich Money, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes.
Okay.
We would like to hear your thoughts on tonight's show, being that you were our special guest.
I want to say tonight's show is excellent. It's a great show.
Praise him.
You did a great job, Rachel. I think you did a marvelous job.
Thank you.
Yes.
Fine. Thank you so much.
I'm going to say change the mattress. Change the mattress. And what was the other one?
Get out that vibrator.
How could you love someone, you know, more than anything, be the person that disgusts you the most now?
I don't remember that one, but...
Well, that was, you know what? Rich Money, we have to do that one again because I was all late and wrong, you know.
Okay, yeah, I know.
The medication was, like, not really cooperating with me, so...
Okay.
Anywho.
Any boo-boo.
But it was a great
show. Shut up, Barry.
Great topic. Hey. And,
all right, Pork Chop, you all right.
Diva Mel. The Diva Mel. It was,
deep, right?
I'm going to be calling in more often instead of just. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great
thank
job.
You. And
great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Rachel. Good job, Rachel.
Thank you very much.
Shut up.
Thank
you get your chance. Wow.
Barry, you have, Barry, you have any final thoughts for tonight? Thank you.
You don't even know what a final thought is.
No, I just joke around. You know, I love you girls, and it's all fun. I just, you know, it's all good with everybody. I love
Barry, can I say something, Barry?
Yes, you can.
We're
you can
not girls. We are women.
Okay, women, divas. Okay.
I would like to, in my final thought, first give honor to God, because without God, there would be no us, there would be no GQ Palace. I want to give thanks to GQ Palace for giving me the opportunity to be a host. I want to give thanks to and a shout-out to our CEO, Rich Money, who was my special guest for the evening, and our executive, Lavina. We love y'all. Thanks to all the callers and listeners, my co-host, my diva T. Barry, thank you for calling. Kia T, thank you for calling. And Kim, thanks for calling. And to all a good night. I'm going to pass the mic to my special diva T. Miss T, you have the mic.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay. Rachel summed it up all in a nutshell. I do want to say that I'm sorry for, you know, my absence earlier. I'm sorry for whatever, you know, sounded like or whatever. But I am up under a lot of stress right now. But anyway, you can always
you
check this
forgiven.
On.
Yeah.
Thank you,
I
sweetheart. on Thursdays, Reality and Relationships. From 8 to 10 with your hosts, KL and Tiffany Belvin. Fridays, Love and Entertainment from 6 to 9 with our very own CEO, host Rich Money. On Sunday, Spiritual Sunday with our host, Lavina Polite from 7 to 9, which Lavina is our executive producer. Immediately following her, Crossroad Temper, Timmy Scribby Hunter. On Monday, UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, from 8 to 9. The host varies. Immediately following that, you've got Love, Life, and Loyalty from 9 to 11 with Deanne Lane. Tuesdays, GPS Sports from 8 to 10, The Mirror. And I just like to thank everyone for, you know, calling in, chatting with us. Thank everyone for standing by Rachel, why I was in my dilemma and everything like that. And we hope that everyone will have a blessed rest of the week. And we're out of here. Thanks so much. I love you all. And thanks for calling. And thanks for listening.
We are all human. Good night. Jesus.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad,
and girl, the feeling's good.
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night, and the
GQ Palace has a race.
Divas Squad.
The Divine Queen. There's nothing better to do on Wednesday night than spend my time with the Diva Squad, chilling 7 to 9 p.m. Love Fantasy. Butter baby, butter, butter baby, butter baby, butter baby.
I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love fans. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter
Single baby.
Sophisticated mama. Come on, you disco lady. Yeah, stay with me tonight.
GQ Palace, Palace.
Giving it to people on the sports sit, man, letting them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Get with the program.
Yo, what up, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man 8, right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace.
This is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Good job, it's your boy Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source of L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked.
GQ Palace.
Diva Squad.